This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we want to appreciate your name this morning. We want to give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. You are a glorious Father. No one can compare to you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Omnipotent and Omniscience God. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Almighty. Father, we appreciate your name. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to speak your word. Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. As we go into your word briefly, Lord, we pray that you take absolute control in the name of Jesus. Please inspire us, O Lord, so that at the end of today, we will have every reason to glorify your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Psalms 51 verse 17. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. Briefly, I'd like to talk to us on the topic that says brokenness. Brokenness. David in our Bible reading revealed to us a direct ticket to attracting God's presence. He gave us the secret code to abiding in God. Remember that David was a man after God's heart. Therefore, David was in the best position to reveal what we can do to attract and abide in God's presence. And that is brokenness. Brokenness is a condition in which something has been completely laid down and in readiness for God's use. When we are broken, all those things we do that negate the ways of God will be gone. When we talk about brokenness, we are talking about the need to do away with the human nature, the need to do away with self-centeredness, the need to do away with arrogance and pride. When we talk about brokenness, we are talking about living a life of complete holiness, a life without lust. It is my prayer this morning that any area that you need to be broken, God will reveal to you in the name of Jesus. Why do you need to be broken? Number one, it is because God uses broken things to bring out the best things. God uses the broken souls to produce good crops. God uses the broken clouds to give rain. God uses the broken grain to give bread. God uses the broken bread to give strength. And God even uses the broken people to do great things. Remember the story of the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes in John 6. If you read verse 11, you will see that from those little things, God fed more than 5,000 people. When Christ began to break the bread and the fishes, when he began to split it, when he began to share it, we are told that the people were filled to the brim. Beloved, this happened from brokenness. In order for us to move forward in life, in order for us to aspire to do great things in Christ, we need to be broken. Because with God, the way up is down. If you are to rise to the top in Christ, you need to go down. You need to be humble. You need to be broken. In the world, the best personality is given the medal. But in God's kingdom, he delights in investing in the broken heart. He delights in investing in the broken in order to make them great. Have you seen any made man that God used in the Bible? You won't find such. Was it Paul? Paul was the persecutor of Christians, and when he encountered Christ, he moved from wickedness to greatness. Peter also denied Christ, but he was used. David, who wrote our Ecclesiastes, was a great sinner, but he panted after God, and God used him greatly. Beloved, your brokenness can move you from the level you are to where God wants you to be. Brokenness can also mean accepting our sins and faults. 2 Samuel 12:1-13. You read about Nathan when God sent him to David. After David had killed Uriah and took his wife, God sent Nathan, and Nathan was relaying what had been done to King David. And if you read verse 13, David admitted and said, "I have sinned against the Lord." He was broken. He accepted his sin. He didn't say, "Yes, I'm the king. How would this prophet speak to me like this?" He didn't try to cover his sin. He admitted and mentioned that, "I have sinned against God." Beloved, if you are to see the dimension of the kingdom of heaven, if you are to experience God in a new form, you will accept your fault this morning, and God will indeed encounter with you in the name of Jesus. The other reason why we need to be broken is because there is always a breaking before a making. Before the inner man can manifest, the outer man must be broken. What is that outer man? What is that arrogance in you? What is that pride situation? What is that thing that God needs to take away so that he can become who he wants you to be? Remember the story of Jacob in Genesis 32:25. Jacob had an encounter with an angel, but he prevailed that day. Before he prevailed, the angel had to touch his hip. Sometimes God needs to take out some things so that he can deposit in you what will make you great, so that he can deposit generational impact in you. Jacob's name was transformed to Israel, yet he sacrificed some things. Beloved, this morning you need to sacrifice that thing you are holding on to that is not making you to be broken, for you to be able to enjoy prosperity in Christ, for you to be able to enjoy his presence. presence. You need to do away with such things that hinders God's move in your life. I like you to begin to talk to God this morning. Lord, here I am. Break me and remove me in the name of Jesus. Lord, break me and remove me in the name of Jesus. Why not begin to talk to God? Lord, break me and remove me today. I desire to be broken. Break me, O Lord. Remove me, O Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I want to live a life that delights you. Lord, break me and remove me today. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to tell God, Lord, show me what needs to be broken in my life today. Many of us need the revelation of God to be able to see what we need to draw, to be able to see what we need to do to maintain God's presence. Lord, show me today the areas I need to be broken so that I can enjoy your presence again. Why not begin to talk to God? Lord, I pray this morning by your mercy, show me what needs to be broken in my life today so that I can enjoy your presence again. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of God. In Jesus' name we pray. You are still going to tell God, Lord, break every resistance to brokenness in my life and give me a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God. Lord, every resistance to brokenness in my life, Lord, let them be broken today. In the name of Jesus, every resistance, every power of sin, any power that is not making me to rest it to you, Lord, break them away from my life. Why not talk to God? Lord, we pray today, every resistance to enjoying your presence, let them be broken this morning. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And so, Lord, we cry out this morning again that every area that we need to be broken, even as we go forth today, Father, let there be a change in the name of Jesus. A change in our walk with you, a change in our character, a change in the way we speak and relate to man. Lord, let your glory begin to reflect in our life. In the name of Jesus, every resistance that has not allowed us to enjoy your presence, that has not allowed us to enjoy your blessing, Father, we pray that they are broken away today. In the name of Jesus, we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit afresh to be broken so that we can be used for your glory. Thank you for answering our prayers, O Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Up to you by the Abundance Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.